I first started being invited to be a speaker, long before podcasts were a thing, I was just excited to share my stories. Having an online store was the furthest thing from my mind. But now I'm selling some of my favorite things online, and it is so easy. And that is because I use Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform and helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. What I love about Shopify is no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. So sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/fortheLove, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/fortheLove now to grow your business. shopify.com/fortheLove. Have you ever noticed how celebrities have brighter, whiter looking eyes? Their makeup artists have a little secret in their kit: Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops. You guys, I use these every single day. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute. It literally happens right before your eyes to help them look brighter, whiter, and more awake for up to 8 hours. No wonder it is so loved by influencers, celebrities, and makeup artists, and has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. Lumify is also the number one eye doctor recommended redness reliever eye drop, and it's FDA approved. No bleach, no dyes. Plus, it's made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb. So whether you're on set, on a date, or running on just a few hours of sleep, you can have eyes that look brighter and whiter with Lumify eye drops. And when you try it, you'll see that it is what your eyes have been looking for. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. Hey guys, welcome back. I am so glad that you are here for another episode of Letters from Me Camp 2022 series. Ugh, the best. I hope you are enjoying the sights and the sounds and the people and the experiences and the surprises that I am relating back to you as much as I've enjoyed being there. Ugh, love everything. And when I get back from my adventures, we can't wait to present our next series coming up. Ready for this? Love, sex, and relationships. Coming in hot. You're just not going to want to miss a single episode. They are so good. My guests are absolute fire, and we like go in, you guys. But until then, please enjoy another week of my trek through Colorado and then Minnesota and some of the fun and crazy and wonderful surprises along the way. Thanks for being with us. Good afternoon. I am up on the rooftop deck. I am reading a book that is set up here on Lake Superior called The Lightkeeper's Daughters. I went right up there, right, I'm looking at it, to Drury Lane Bookstore, the little local bookstore here in Grand Marais, and said, I am in need of a book that is set right here. Now that I am looking at this, I need a story in which I can now overlay my new knowledge and be embedded in the scene. So this is what she recommended, and I am loving it. This is my apartment right here. That open door coming out to this porch is... I'm gonna have to tell you that story in a different video. I wouldn't call it a formal access to this roof, since this roof isn't formally a part of this apartment. It's a side door, if you will, called a window. I'll tell you about that later. Anyways, okay, this is what I wanted to tell you right now. By the way, is this wine in the 2 o'clock hour on a Wednesday? It is. And if you're waiting for an apology, you've been waiting a long time. Let's talk about Me Camp for a second. If you don't think that I know this amount of extended time in a different location is an outrageous, ridiculous experience. I do know that. I do know that this length of time away is inaccessible for a million reasons. My kids are almost grown, so I'm in Remy's a camp. I've got some circumstantial possibilities that allowed this, but also the way that I have chosen to me camp is through points. I do that through my Chase Sapphire. I have a Chase Sapphire card, and I do absolutely everything through it. Like, I pay my mortgage, all my bills. I use it to pay everything, and I rack up points. So this trip was largely paid for just on points I earned from living a life and airline miles and savings. That's my trifecta. I've been like siphoning away money in its own little dedicated account since last summer called Meet Camp. That's the name of the account. And I just drop it in whenever I can, and then I use points and airline miles for the rest of it. And so that's how I've done this. But I want to talk to you about the possibilities around any sort of Meet Camp. I'm going to give you a little thing we've put together on the possibilities for you to have any sort of Meet Camp in your life. Any length of time, anywhere. It could be right there in your own town. It could be one little town over. It could be destination. It could be in your own home. We've got a lot of ideas for you, including what we need to call it. I'm deciding this right now on the spot, including Me Day Camp. Me Day Camp is a thing and should be a thing. And so if you want to, like, here would be my Me Day Camp experience right now, even if I was in Austin, Texas. These are my ingredients and I have them. This is just Jen. This is Jen-centric. This would be what I would want out of my Me Day Camp. I need a book, a good one. I need wine, my favorite kind, which for me in the summer is a nice, crisp, white Sauv Blanc or a rosé. I like to be outside. I like sunshine, but I realize that some of the outside in the summer is conspiring to kill us, as is the case in Austin. So whatever it is for you, a lovely feeling. Is it a pool? Is it a place you love to go? I don't care what it is. It doesn't matter. Just a place that makes your little heart feel happy. For me, I don't want anybody else around me. Thus the Me Camp. I want that to be sort of solo work, and it can be for 4 hours. Like, so this can be virtually free, plus the cost of a bottle of wine. Anyway, I'm going to put something in your hands. If you're like, I want to simulate this in any way, in some way, in a way that makes sense for my life, my season of life, where I live, what's possible for me, my budget, we have ideas. We have a lot of ideas for you. It doesn't just have to look any one way, but just the whole idea of saying, I'm going to do a teeny little thing. I'm going to do it mostly solo. It's just magical. It's magical, and you deserve it. And you deserve to create even just an afternoon around something that you love, an experience that would like give your little heart some respite and rest and relaxation and relief. And maybe it's an overnight. Maybe your best friend is going on vacation for 5 days and you're like, can I go stay in your house for 2 days? Maybe it's an afternoon. Maybe you book yourself a ticket to a concert by yourself. You can do it. You can do it. You are good company. I'm telling you, like, you are your own good company. You are a wonderful date for yourself. You can be alone with your thoughts and your joys and your pleasures and your ideas and your feelings. And not only will it not kill you, it's good for us, right? It's good for us to do that. So I'm going to link this for you and just take it. It's all my team and I have been like having this conversation for months as we were kind of just thinking around, what is it about Meet Camp that is so resonant with so many of us? And like, how can we build some structure around it that it's so accessible for whoever you are, wherever you are, whatever moment you are in your life? Like, it doesn't have to be like Grand Marais for 3 weeks or whatever. Like, that's the way I structured mine because I can right now. And I planned for it and I saved for it. And this is how I've decided to like use all my like miles and points. this is one version, one out of a million possibilities. So next I'll come to you and I'll explain to you that I think what I'm actually doing right now, just by the formal term, by the technical term, according to Tyler, is trespassing. I think that is what in a court of law they would call this. But guys, no one's here. This is a do no harm scenario. I'm harming no one. No one was harmed in the making of this video. Okay? And I got this. I have my book. This is what I'm looking at. You can obviously hear the seagulls. It's my best life for sure. Okay. I am loving hearing about your own little me camps and me day camps. Will you please tell us more? Will you tell us in the comments what you are plotting for, what you are doing and experiencing? It's exciting to hear, and I love it for you. I love it for us. Okay, back to my book, guys.
What up?
It's me and Tyler, and we are in Grand Marais, and we've had some adventures.
We have had some adventures. For all of the black people on this live, I'm okay. This is a sign of life. I am fine. I am one of three black people in this town, but I'm okay. This is signs of life. So you can call in to the rest of us and let them know your boy's alive.
Mm-hmm. Also, you know at this point, nobody in Grand Marais will kill you because everybody is pathologically nice. Is this fair? We can't find somebody to be rude to us. Nobody.
It's the worst. And I've tried.
That's not really true.
I've tried a little
bit. What did you do?
Okay. Here's a story for y'all. But you can see one of us is drinking wine tonight, and one of us is not.
It's the one of us who drinks wine ever versus the one who never, ever does. But I live my life. I just live my life.
So we're at this bar. We're sitting at this bar, very close to where we're sitting right now.
Like literally on the other side of this wall.
Other side of this wall. Jen decides that she's going to go to the bathroom, which she does. So I want to draw a picture for you here. I'm the only black dude, I think, at this point, I'm the only black person I had seen in this town. I hadn't seen any, I'm keeping it real. At this point, I was the only, don't believe the hype, I was the black, trust me, if I had seen another black person, I would have known. We would have been like, what up, dog, what up? But at the point, at the time, none. So we're in this bar, we're listening to this band of a bunch of old white dudes. They're dope, don't get me wrong, they were killing it, but still, old white dudes in the band,
yeah.
Live music, all white people. I'm sitting in a bar.
Mm-hmm. And I left you. I was your protective white covering.
She left me. I'm 6'2", okay? And I'm a big dude. Dreadlocks, dark skin. There's no Drake happening here. This is Idris Elba dark, okay? I'm sitting in the bar. This is Grand Marais for y'all. I hold my phone. I'm looking at my phone because I'm like, I'm just sitting in the bar by myself. And this old white lady walks up to me. And this is the epitome of the...
Give me the phone. Let's act it out.
Of the awesomeness of Grand Marais. Okay? This is the epitome of the awesome. I'm like this on my phone. And this old white lady walks up to me. And I'm like, oh, snap. It's about to go down. An old white lady is walking up to me at a bar. She walks up and this is how it goes. She takes my phone. And she goes, are you not enjoying the band? And I'm like... I was like, yeah, I mean, they're dope. I really like. She goes, you don't like music? Mm-hmm. I was like, no, I like music. Music
she
is cool.
She puts it down, right? Like face
she
down.
Takes the phone. She takes my phone and she puts it down.
Face down. You
face.
Have lost access, sir.
Basically, like, if you like the band, young man.
Yes.
You are going to listen.
That's right.
To the band and get off your phone at this bar.
She did.
Do you know how gangster and how, like, not racist-y Grand Marais has to be? For this old white lady to come up to me and treat me like I was her, like, white cousin or uncle, like nephew. Mm-hmm.
She more treated like me, her son.
Like her son. But white like, old sir? Lady walked up to yeah. me and was for real, just took my phone and was like,
not today, young
not
man.
Today, young. You need to be watching these men play. Mm-hmm. You need to go ahead and put the phone down, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Not like, who are you here with? Or some sort of like suspicious, you feel scary and I feel threatened. It was more just like, give me your phone. No, you don't.
No, you don't,
no,
young
you
man.
Won't. Not here on my watch.
Not on my watch.
Yeah.
You will watch this van. Only black person here and right now. Put it down.
You did. You obeyed her. What else were your choice?
What else was I going to do? You don't mess with crazy white ladies like that.
She's not crazy, baby. You were the one on your phone at a concert.
First of all, concert is a very strong word.
That's true. I'll admit feels like an overreach.
Concert? You mean it sounded like we were watching Brandi Carlile or N.W.A.
Right.
or Tupac.
Okay.
It was not a concert.
All right.
All right? So Grandma Ray showed out is what I'm trying to tell you. The other thing about Grandma Ray is we actually had a real conversation about this. It's hard. Like, my main deal is social justice. It's hard to feel social justice-y in this place. Because you kind of forget that the rest of the world is kind of jacked.
Right, because it's so nice here. And everybody is just like, tra-la-la.
And we're right by Canada. I keep calling this place kind of Canada.
If you've said it one, I really wish I had one nickel for every time you've said it, to be honest with you. If you're fixated on that idea.
It's kind of Canada. Okay. It's kind of Canada is what's happening right now.
It is that polite. It's Canada polite.
It is Canada. Though, Jen tried to tell me, what did you tell me people were going to say? What? Not A, which we've heard A. We've heard Ope.
Ope.
No, you said, you said.
You betcha.
She told me people here were going to say, you betcha.
I easily heard it twice. Before
I have not heard a single you betcha.
Easily, twice.
Because I'm going to tell you right now, if somebody walks up to me and goes, you betcha, I'm going to laugh at them. Now, not because I'm mean, but I just, what is the context of you betcha? No, let's try to set it up. Hey, Jen, what are you drinking there? Wine? Can I have some of your wine?
You betcha. I feel like I didn't get that.
Let's be serious.
No, as one hand.
No, if you really think people say you betcha, do it. Let's do it. Hey, what's that you're drinking there? Some wine?
Yes. What do you?
No,
I didn't need that kind of question. Yes, it's wine.
You think? Can I get some?
You're messing this up now. I already did it once.
Because you're not gonna do it.
My first take was perfect. You betcha. And it kind of has a you betcha. Anyway, here is our point. Our point is that Grandma Ray is so sweet, and it is so nice, and everybody is the friendliest and the most helpful and the cutest and the dearest, right?
Yeah, they are the friendliest and the cutest and the nicest. I'm heading out tomorrow, but yo, Grandma Ray, y'all showed out, man. Whew. Yeah, this place is dope, man. This is, if you get a chance to come to Grandma Ray, you need to come here. And we in no way are getting paid to say this, but I'm gonna tell you, if you're watching this, you're like on the Grandma Ray like Chamber of Concert, hit up your boy.
What are you gonna do?
I don't know.
What are you gonna do for them?
I will be your black person, Grandma Ray.
Oh, that's true.
You know what y'all need, Grandma Ray? You need black people.
I see what you're saying right now.
And I will.
You could be the one.
I will. What is it? What do they say? As tribute, I will volunteer.
You volunteer as tribute.
I will, Grandma Ray. I will volunteer as tribute to be your black person.
Mm. Mm.
Think on it.
And you can go and. Will you bring other black people here?
Listen, y'all want black people? I will bring the black. If you need to increase your black population, Grandma Ray, holla at your boy.
Mm.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Well, you already increased the population.
By 100%.
Just by being here.
By 100% I increased it.
You sure did. And tomorrow it goes down by half.
That math doesn't sound right.
That you math, said that you saw one person, one other black person here.
This is true.
That's called math. That's called percentages. We're writers. We specialize in words, not numbers. But listen, let's give you another example. So precious are the people here that before Tyler got here, one night I was walking out right here behind me, and you cannot see it. And I was walking out on Artist Point, which is, if you know, you know. And I met a little like family on the shore, and we struck up a conversation, a long one, yada, yada, yada. The next thing I know, me and Tyler were on their boat tonight.
This is true.
We went out with our new friend Kale and his daughter Emily and her fiance Wyatt, and we were on their 1974 vintage boat on, what was the name of that lake? Cascade Lake? It doesn't matter. You know what? Guess what? We had no idea where we were. No idea. Tyler kept saying, and I found this to be very on the edge of almost rude. Tyler's like, are you going to kill me? And I'm like, don't keep asking him that. If they're going to kill you, that's not what you ask. They took us to dinner and then took us on a Twilight cruise on their boat. Stop asking them if they're going to murder you, you know? Anyways, they didn't. And
we almost died, but that's for another life.
It is.
That we can't get into. We almost died. Okay. So let me just say this. Let me wrap this up by saying this. Jen came to me last night and said, I met a random stranger out in the middle of the city, and they asked us if we want to go on a boat in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
That's how scary movies start.
Okay.
Did somebody just put, that sounds like a murder plot. That is how scary movies starts. That's how when y'all watch, look at those murder shows y'all watch, Dateline, NBC. All,
yeah.
That is how it starts. It starts off with going, the beautiful blonde woman was brought in by a stranger to go on a boat in the middle of nowhere. If the story ended with us dying, I'd be like, that's justifiable.
Did it, though? But did you die? But did you die?
But did we almost?
That was an accident. And that wasn't, like, homicide. Is you know what I'm saying?
Oh, this is all I'm going to say. Okay. See? No,
yeah.
This is...
Here, you got to kind of balance it. There. Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. Accidental death is still death.
And did you die?
I didn't, but we were close.
Okay. So, in summation, you had a good time here, and I'm really glad that you came. I'm happy that you're here, and I'm sad that you're leaving. Thank you for coming to Minnesota, a state you've never even been in. And then you were like, I don't know how it's going to be. And how it was is that everybody loved you, and everybody was as nice as they could be. Mm-hmm. And that's the story of Grand Marais, right?
That is the story of Grand Marais. Mm-hmm. And for the person in the comments who asked if I can swim, yeah, I can swim.
That we had this conversation.
I can swim.
I know. We did have an escape plan on the boat, which turned out to be necessary, but we didn't have to use it, but...
We almost died.
Stop saying that, because Kale's going to feel bad, because he didn't actually...
You said his name!
I already said it once.
Did you really?
Yeah. But it didn't. It was fine. All was well. Okay, that's it. Tyler leaves tomorrow, and my best friends come on Thursday, so get excited for those shenanigans. And then the last 4 days that I'm here, my daughters are here. So,
going to be super sweet.
I don't know if it's going to be super sweet, but I'm glad they're coming. So, is there anything else you want to say before we sign off here?
Yeah, not really, but sure. Yo, y'all are dope. And I love how you love Jen Hatmaker. You all love this girl, and it's so freaking fun to see.
That's cute.
It's the truth, though.
That's sweet.
She's incredibly lovable.
Mm.
And I love how this community does that.
That's nice.
So it's beautiful.
Thank you for that.
All right, people. Peace in the hood. Oh, you did, wait. You say that was... How do you say bye?
That's a
bye, guys. You betcha. See you next time. click like and follow. What do you? I don't do any of that.
First of all,
I don't know. What do you do? What do you
do? I don't say you betcha. I don't say click like and follow. So click like and follow. You, that's what you just said.
I know, but that was really funny.
Golly. Okay. All right. All right, everybody.
Bye.
All right, you guys. Me camp this year is so special, and it's made even more so that I just kind of get to share it with you in this way. So don't miss next week, because I will 100% be back for more experiences and stories and all the things. Everything, by the way, discussed in today's episode will be linked over at jenhatmaker.com in the show notes for this episode. Also, you guys, do not miss my Instagram account. It's just at Jen Hatmaker, to keep up with like the day-to-day events and antics and all the pictures and all the things going on at Meet Camp. And I love telling you this. You know that I love this community. This podcast community is undefeated. So I am really excited to offer something new to those of you who'd like to take your involvement with this show to the next level. So available now. We are offering a premium version of this very podcast that you have come to know and love on Apple Podcasts, but with a few incredible, great new features I know you're going to love. So first off, you get access to every episode a full day earlier. Second, you can listen to all the episodes on the premium channel with zero ads. Yay! And finally, and maybe most exciting, we've got a host of bonus episodes each month that will exclusively be on the premium version that'll pop into just your ears, just the premium listeners' ears. We are thrilled to bring you more shows. We come across kind of the most fascinating guests that we can't always slot in. So to have a place where we can pop in with this incredible like bonus content is just, it's honestly, it's what we've always wanted. And we've got some really special episodes for our premium listeners, including our conversation with the host of the crazy popular Crime Junkies podcast, Ashley Flowers. I just recorded that one. She is fascinating. So for those of you who cannot get enough of true crime stuff, like, you're not going to want to miss that one for sure. So back to all of those perks and bonuses I just described with the premium podcast. You guys, all of that is available to you for only $2.99 a month. I mean, it's a deal. $2.99 a month is your subscription to the For the Love premium podcast exclusively on Apple Podcasts. I mean, there is no downside here, okay? I so hope you'll head on over to Apple Podcasts and subscribe to the For the Love premium podcast. It's that simple. And all these goodies fire up for you like immediately. We just can't wait to have you there. We're dreaming up just so much special material and ideas for you. And I just know that you're going to love it. I am grateful. We just have wanted to show another way that we love this listening community and we want to serve you and we want to make your experience better and really like kind of literally give you a premium experience for all that you've ever done for this show. And so at $2.99 a month, it's just such a good deal. And I'm just telling you, like, we are so thrilled to create this channel just for you. So once again, you guys, thank you so much for being such loyal listeners. We're in our fourth year. None of us can believe it. And we have interviewed people on this show that just blow our freaking minds. And so we have no shortage of ideas and vision for the podcast and especially for the premium channel. So come on over and join us, guys.